You're listening to Lyrics Undercover, Case 82, Same Old Lang Syne by Dan Fogelberg. Coverville Media and the Denver Post proudly present Lyrics Undercover, taking you behind the lyrics of well-known songs to uncover the real stories behind them. I'm your host, Brian Ibbett. Thanks for listening. We lost a great singer and songwriter this week with the passing of platinum-selling recording artist Dan Fogelberg. In tribute, and since it's the holiday season, today on Lyrics Undercover we'll be taking a look behind the lyrics of Same Old Lang Syne, his narrative of reunited lovers. We'll find out what inspired those lyrics in just a moment, but first, a little background on Dan Fogelberg. Daniel Grayling Fogelberg was born in Peoria, Illinois, on August 13, 1951. His father, Lawrence, was an established musician, teacher, and bandleader. Fogelberg learned to play the piano initially, but keys were soon replaced by frets when his grandfather gave him an old Hawaiian slide guitar. At the age of 12, Fogelberg heard the Beatles for the first time and became interested in the sounds of the electric guitar, but also the importance of songwriting in the song, and he began writing his own music. At 13, Fogelberg was in a band called The Clan, who played at school events mostly covering Beatles songs. Moving into his teens, he joined another band called The Coachman, which evolved from a dance R&B band into a folk rock band. However, the Peoria, Illinois music scene didn't give him the support he needed, and he hung up the guitar strap and went to college at the University of Illinois in Champaign-Urbana, initially as a drama major, then as a painter. But music didn't stay on the back burner for long, and Fogelberg met Peter Berkow, who ran a folk music club called the Red Herring. Berkow invited Fogelberg to perform, and before long, he was deeply entrenched in the local coffeehouse circuit, playing his own material. His big break came one night when his old high school sweetheart knocked on his door and woke him up to tell him that a music agent wanted to hear him perform. He was led, half asleep, to a frat party at a local bar where he met Irving Azoff, who had previously signed REO Speedwagon. Fogelberg auditioned and, through Azoff, was eventually signed to Columbia Records. After a series of critically successful albums, he released his most commercially successful record in 1981, a concept double album that took the listener through the ages from birth to death, called The Innocent Age. Placed just after the hit single Run for the Roses and a tribute to his father called The Leader of the Band, was this song, a touching narrative of lost love reunited, called Same Old Lang Syne.
Met my old lover in the grocery store. The snow was falling Christmas Eve. I stole behind her in the frozen foods, and I touched her on the sleeve. She didn't recognize the face at first, but then her eyes flew open wide. She went to hug me and she spilled. And we laughed until we cried.
The song begins on Christmas Eve, where the narrator discovers his old girlfriend while shopping at a grocery store in his old hometown. The lyrics go into wonderful detail about the chance meeting and describe even the most trivial details so vividly you can picture the event as it unfolds before you.
Bought a 60.
The song is, in fact, based on a true story, an autobiographical tale that happened to Fogelberg in the mid-70s. According to his website, which answers the question that he was most certainly frequently asked, he was visiting his family back in Peoria, Illinois, and went out to the grocery store to buy some whipped cream for Irish coffees when he bumped into his old high school girlfriend. As he says on the site, the rest of the song tells the story.
She said she married her in Arlington, kept her warm and safe and dry. She wouldn't like to say she loved the men, but she didn't like to lie. I said the years had been a friend to her, and that her eyes were still as blue. But in those eyes I wasn't sure if I saw doubt or gratitude. She said she saw me in the record stores, and that I must be doing well. I said the audience was heavenly, but the traveling was hell.
The song referenced in the title and in the saxophone solo at the end of the song is, of course, Auld Lang Syne, an old Scottish song that is traditionally played when the clock strikes midnight, taking New Year's Eve into New Year's Day. Auld Lang Syne roughly translates to Days of Long Ago and is about the remembrance of old acquaintances, just as Fogelberg's song illustrates. Thank you going out to Wayne in Woodstock for the Dan Fogelberg suggestion. That's going to do it for this edition of Lyrics Undercover. If you have a suggestion for a song that you'd like lyrically uncovered, send it to me at lyricsundercover@gmail.com. For Coverville Media, this is Brian Abbott. Thanks again for listening.